Do you guys have any sex kinks? Do you have one? You clearly do, because look at, you're looking at a
bunch. Oh my God. You do look like you have one. I'll let you go.
Well, we were joking about it last night.
Do tell.
I don't know how to explain this without it coming out so weird.
I'm scared.
When then we're like,
ooh. Oh, I remember now. Yeah, it's going to sound weird. Just say it.
Can you try to explain
it? No, you're the one that brought it up. I know you wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it sound good. I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what was your fantasy to see. I wanna get you in the old, what is it? No, I wanna get you in the JoJo Dome. I wanna 50 yard line, but the dirty bird's getting the treat.
He's actually.
And if you want, we can do it in a DJ booth or in the back of the VIP.
Yeah.
What was the song you were singing? Wait, what was the song you were singing yesterday to me? The whole thing. He was pretending like he was a fuckboy. It was so funny. He was
It was Fireman by Lil Wayne.
Fireman. I got the fire. I'm hollering. I got the fire coming. You could spark it up and I'm going to put you out.
Fresh on campus is the Birdman Jr.
Oh, go to the part where it's like, ain't nobody fucking with me, man. He-Man, Ski-Man, send him next week's cash. He fast. And I don't even need a G-Pass. I'm past that. I'm passing him out now. And you can't have that.
And you can have that. I don't know that one as well.
What was the one you were singing yesterday?
Do you know Dead and Gone? I know that whole one too. Oh, that one's scary.
Is that T.I.?
Yeah. If you had a man stay home, it took getting hate on. I have to like bleep out all the bad words.
You guys want
to
get married now?
No.
Not really.
No, I love you.
You know any songs that we can sing, Soph?
Baby shark doo doo
baby shark doo 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 baby shark.
I feel like that's Ben's theme.
We should get a karaoke machine up in this B.
I just have this. I think Sid just has this image of me, like I'm like a literal child. No, just like he's literally around. Just like,
you're really good at acting like a kid.
You're a giant baby.
You need your diaper.
You need your diaper.
You can change my diaper whatever you want, Plant Daddy.
Honestly, it'd be kind of convenient to wear a diaper.
People here are messed up.
Dude, I think that was a better start than what we had.
Yeah, I know. Are
we going?
No. Everything's recording, so y'all can rip it.
Oh. Should we jump in now?
I've already made a fool of
myself. Oh, my word. Are we in?
Come later.
Let's just go in. We're in.
We're in.
Hi. Hey. How you doing? How you doing over there? Yeah, I see ya. What are you doing? Listening in the car ride? I'm listening to you. I'm talking to you right now in your little ears. Okay, that was creepy. I will address right now, I have a sinus infection and an ear infection. I do not feel well. I am going to turn it on as much as I can, but this is how I sound. Like, this is
cute.
It right now.
It sounds super normal. It's a little more raspy than usual.
It's a little more raspy.
We're proud of you.
But I can't hear very well, so if you have to yell and go, hey, Sid, wake up over there,
because
I take a little mid-episode nap, that's why.
Okay, that's cool. Well, that's okay, because I've been having some, I've almost pooped my pants like three times today. If I also have to bolt out, it's okay. Also wearing my dad's pants.
You can just do it.
So here's the conversation I wanted to start, which would be the perfect time to talk about it.
Yeah.
Why? Okay. First, you're wearing your dad's pants. Tell us why. What's going on?
So me and Pat were house sitting and I didn't really pack cute clothes. So I decided to rage my parents' closet and found the
rage cage.
Found the green pants. So,
I love them.
And my mom's shirt. So here we are. I have, what did Jenny call it?
A moose knuckle.
She said it's not just a camel toe, it's a moose.
No, literally.
It's both. Okay,
but someone was telling me the other day, and I have to bring this up because I was going to bring this up on an episode, but this literally makes perfect sense. You keep covering, stop covering your moose knuckle.
People want to see.
Show the people what they want to see.
They want to see that.
Let them see the knuckle. Come on. We are so obsessive with the scrunchy pants with the butt. You know what I mean? In the butt and the back.
That like goes up your butt crack?
Like on purpose, because people are going to look at your butt, right?
Yeah.
That's literally why you wear them.
Right.
Like, you know that people are going to look at your ass. You want it to look good. Makes total sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then why are we so afraid of the lips in the front?
Yeah.
Why are we so fearful of the camel toe? Like, it actually makes my mind go, wait, what? We're so okay with the crack in the back.
Mm.
But then right when you get to the front,
It's not okay. I actually saw a TikTok.
That's
weird. It was the girl, like a girl hack on how to cover your camel toe at the gym. She was like doing some weird sewing and all this shit. And this girl duetted it. And she was like, Why are we doing that?
Let it shine.
I honestly,
baby.
I do pull my leggings up my ass crack because we all do.
Why would we not?
Like, but it makes your butt look 10 times bigger. And I for sure have a camel toe 90% of my day, and I let her ride because I'm also not wearing underwear anymore because Dr. Sarah told me not to.
Yeah, me either. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Shout out Dr. Sarah.
But it's like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, even when I teach, like I remember like one of my friends is like, hey, you've got like a camel toe right now. And I go, apparently I've got a camel toe right now and I really don't care because I'm like, why? Why does it matter? Everyone's also afraid of the swass marks in the front too. They're love like, it. I can't. I love to wear pink pants, but I can't because there's sweat marks. I'm like, you're people at the sweat. Gym sweating.
I'm sweating right now.
I'm literally wet right now. Literally soaked I'm under my pit.
Soggy.
And guess what? I don't care. Anyway.
If you're wondering anyway. Also, y'all, who this voice that's very low.
Who could this be?
This could is obviously Mr. Plant Daddy. We have
Plant Daddy.
Oh, yeah, I guess if people are listening. Hi, everyone. I was just like, oh, they'll see me on camera.
I love that.
It's a podcast, idiot.
It's a podcast, dummy.
This is Plant Daddy. And if you don't know Plant Daddy is my boyfriend. We called him Plant Daddy at first because
we were trying to mask.
We were trying to mask, but also it's nice not to share names just in case things didn't work out. Like, yeah. You know, you just never know. And
did you have those thoughts?
No,
you didn't think it was going to work out?
She literally goes, I don't think it's going to work with this one, but let's talk about him on the pod.
Let's just make up a name for him so we don't have to deal with it later.
No, but crap, I was going to pull up the first message I sent on Hinge. Will you grab me my phone, actually?
Wait. No, wait.
Do you have a screenshot?
He has it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plant Daddy has it. We're good.
I'm going to show. I'm going to read. We went through Hinge, and I was like, where did Plant Daddy come about? So we found the messages. And
about all the. I kind of vaguely remember this.
Yeah. So I'm going to read here. You want to read?
Well, first of all, should we set the scene a little bit?
Yeah. Go for it.
This is maybe a tangent, but I'll share it. So on Hinge, I don't know. This was my pet peeve. I didn't have it for very long, but when people just like your answer, like your picture, and don't say anything, I think that's kind of weird. I know you did it to me, and I responded because
you know what they want. But you know what they're trying to do? They're egging you on.
I know, but that's what I don't like.
I like you kinda.
That's because you're supposed to slide in.
It's like a cat and mouse kind of thing. You know, they're like, ooh, I want to like your picture, but I'm not gonna say shit. Like, let's see what you have to say. Like, I don't know.
I get
that's what I did. I just let him. It was in his court now.
It
obviously worked out.
I also relate to that. So
yeah,
you're not alone.
Like just even like a couple words, like nice pick.
Yeah, but it's not Bumble.
That would have reeled me right in.
You do realize that's the girls want the chase a little bit.
Yeah, no, I get
they want you to like chase them a little bit.
But what if I want that?
Too bad, I guess.
I want to be chased.
I'm just saying, in this situation, too bad.
I sent heart eye emoji in the first text. Eesh.
What'd you say?
Oh, I looked at her profile and she said something about going to bed early.
Okay.
I said, oh my gosh, the going to bed early thing is amazing. Hard eyes. I don't get the hype with staying up late. Oh.
Wait, that was your first DM?
Yeah.
To her, that was your first message to her?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said,
I'm a smooth talker.
You know how to get the women, don't you, Pat?
It really hasn't worked out well until now.
So very casual conversation for a little bit. Match made in heaven, I said. Like literally straight away because I was like, whatever, you go to bed early. Being productive, blah, blah, blah. I said, so what's your story? And
story, weirdo?
Yeah. I feel it. We were talking about drinking. I said, so did you grow up in Minneapolis? Like, what's your story, LOL? And then he tells me about himself. So he grew up playing hockey. Dinah, who's a little piece of shit when he was younger.
Ayo.
And then he was saying.
Wait, you were a Dinah?
Yeah. Isn't that a.
That is a curveball.
Yeah.
Get out of my house. No, I'm just kidding. Literally, that's like a kind of a scary sign. You're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Who were you?
Shout out Hornets.
Go Hornets, go.
And then he said, and now I'm an engineer at a small renewable energy company, which I love because I'm a closeted hippie and I don't want all the plants and animals to get fucked so hard by humans.
Humans are fucking the plants and animals.
So then I said, okay.
Really hard.
I said, okay. I see you, little hippie plant daddy.
Oh, that was like right away.
Wait, you said that quick. And you go, oh my God, I called him plant daddy. I remember you were like, I called him plant daddy. Is that weird?
No, that was
remember?
Over audio message when I was here.
Oh.
We were like on a high after recording.
And then you were going to go on your first date.
Yeah. So I was like, see you soon, plant daddy. I was like, that was weird, but whatever.
Yeah. And then you sent it. You're like, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love
that. So that was the first time I called him plant daddy, hence, which is why we call him plant daddy. Because you're a
closet. And that's who's sitting here on the podcast with us today. Plant daddy. The plant daddy. Hello. The soap plant daddy. Ayo. And your shirt says Modern Times Cafe, and there's a cat on it, but the cat cafe is not Modern Times.
No, it's not a cat cafe. I actually didn't even know cat cafes existed until like
Ben loves a cat cafe.
Ben does love a cat cafe. That's what I've heard anyways.
Okay, closeted hippie. Explain more.
Oh, I don't know. I love the earth, you know?
Like, you don't have to be a hippie or in the closet to love the
no,
earth.
No, I don't think I'm closeted. I'm working on coming out of the closet about it, actually. But I feel like sometimes it gets a little preachy when people are like, oh, yeah, I love the environment. You're killing it. Like, everything you do, you use a fucking plastic straw. I hate you. But so I try also, not to be like that. But
think about the people that are like, well, who cares anyway? Like, just use the plastic straw because everything's killing the planet. I'm like,
there's probably a happy
that is
medium.
Not the mindset, though. Like, don't throw everything out of the window, like, just because we're all killing it. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
But let's be a little bit better.
Yeah, you can do your best. And
yeah.
I will say, perfect, but yeah. I have been, before I met him, I would use paper towels all the freaking time. I still do.
Should I?
But
can I spill?
Yeah.
Your dirty
Wait,
secret?
What's your what's dirty my, secret?
But now I use
Sophie doesn't recycle. Oh my God.
Jordan doesn't either. And I tell had to force you, him to.
That's because I heard that only like 2% yeah.
but like,
or
but
something
that's,
gets.
Actually. That's where it's like, well.
Okay, tell them. Why should we recycle?
I mean, you're probably right, to be honest. Like, it's probably not making a huge difference, but like, you know.
A little difference.
If you try your best.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for. I don't
know. You try your best and you succeed.
Yeah. Like, well, that's someone else's deal. Like, I'll do what I can, and then it's on the shitty recycling companies.
Fair enough. Well, either way, you're a closeted hippie. You're plant daddy. That's who you are. That's who you want to be. Ayo, welcome to the stage. Ayo, last episode in the studio at my house, by the way, BTW. This studio literally resides in my current office, and we are moving. So I'm not going to tell you where that is either, because I've almost spilled my address and like literally spelled out my literal home address on here like 6 times. Okay.
I'll say it. You want me?
No, no. What Don't
we,
do that.
What Come we on will, by, everybody.
What we will say is through. That it is it's Starby Studios.
Yep.
Mr. Ben Starbacher hooked us up. We love you. And
we love you,
eventually
Ben.
We think there may be a little room for like eventually some audiences to pop in here and there. So.
Exactly. Without further ado, though, let's do Straight Hitting Moments because we got to dive right in. We got like a game to play.
Let's
We've got
go.
Like shit to talk about. We got to go, people.
Let's go.
Let's get on our toes. The sick girl's pushing you along. I feel like I'm talking like this
great.
In your ear. Like, come on, everybody. Let's go play. Come on, Straight Hitting Moments. Like that's
how it
feels.
You sounded like Rudolph when he gets the thing put over his nose.
The clay one?
Yeah, that's okay. A sad
That
part.
Is a sad story. Yeah. Plant Daddy, do you have a Straight Hitting Moment?
I do, yeah. I'm switching it up. I had a couple that I was playing around with in my head, but I want to keep it PG for now. So,
okay.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, the whole point of a candid moment is to be like, you know, vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
And talk about insecurity. So there was one that came up right before we started recording.
Oh, you're not gonna
so
talk.
Everybody, it's sad, but I am going bald a little bit. I'm losing some hair there. I'm actually shocked the drain doesn't clog every time I shower because that much hair comes out. And so I put my headphones on before we started.
Oh, Pat.
And Sophie takes one look at me and she says, she looks in my eyes, dead in my eyes.
Dead.
And she says, you look ugly as fuck right now.
She did not say that.
Yes, she did. She literally, she looks like,
Pat.
Sure.
I was
I'm kidding.
All
I'm kidding.
I did was adjust his headphones because his hair looked
nice
bad.
It was nice of her. It was nice
of
her.
What did you say, actually?
I adjust his headphones because his hair was flying up. I'm like, it looks like it's flying up.
It looks a little thin up there, which is true. It did look thin up there.
Sad. But wait, down a little bit. Thank you for being vulnerable, though. That's like a big deal.
Yeah.
I feel like we've always wanted to talk about this in general on a podcast because it's like something that's so like, oh my God, balding. But I know a million
like
bald
a
people
deal,
and it's really not a big deal. Yeah. And it's evolution and it's genetic. Like you lose the hair of like, isn't it your mom's side's dad or something like that? Your grandpa?
Yeah. Something like,
you,
I think
you
that's
match
like
their
the,
like
the
pattern
best guess.
Of
yeah.
Hair.
It's like your mom's dad.
But it's normal. Like
50%
of the population
cares,
is bald.
Is that
like,
true?
No, I made that stat up, but it's gotta be like around that.
I believe it.
I think it's around that for sure. Could you Google it?
Maybe like 50% of men. Cause like girls do go bald, but
I will say we have gotten a lot of messages. Like I remember when we asked like what they wanted from a guy perspective, like the insecurities.
Yes.
Yeah. The insecurities around going bald. And so
like, are you doing anything to like proactively prolong the hair?
I actually am.
Like what do you do?
There's like a couple, There's one medication I'm taking. You can use over the counter stuff. So like finasteride is the prescribed one.
Okay.
I don't know. I could get real nerdy.
We don't need to go too far in. But I'm like, people are wondering too, because there's people out there that won't even tell anybody.
Men.
I know people that wear hats. They don't even take their freaking hat off because they're not doing. And that's gonna make it worse.
Because
it pulls your hair.
Let me tell you something. If you're a guy and you're going bald, what I will say is what I like about Pat is like he's not like trying to wear hats all the time to cover it up. He literally is like, it's just hair. Like.
And you're like,
I'll shave it off eventually when it gets really bad.
The confidence around it, it's
attractive, I feel like. Yeah, it's like who cares?
I was complete. I'm fine.
I'm
with
going
it.
Bald attractive.
I'm trying to help you.
Thank you, guys.
I'm trying to talk you through your bald story. You know what I mean?
Like, do you have a straight-handed moment?
I do. I have two, actually. One is just funny and short. The other one is just like a little bit of like a, what the hell? Okay, first one. I thought it would be a great idea because Jordan was not in a great mood to go on a date night to mini golf.
Cute.
And I was like, this will be perfect because, you know, he obviously is going to beat me. I'm not that good at golf. I'm getting ready to golf. So we go to Big Stone Mini Golf.
Oh, my God.
Shout out.
His ass.
So much fun. They've got goats everywhere. I love goats. Wait,
hold up.
They have so many goats there.
Wait, pause.
They have goats everywhere.
Goats at mini golf? That's
oh, my
sweet.
God, yeah.
Where is this place?
Big Stone Mini Golf. Mound. It's so much fun. So I love it. Cool. I've loved it for forever. Go there. Okay. So we go and we're playing and I'm like, I'm not going to do very well. Like I get up there and I'm like, first hole wasn't very good. Like whatever.
First time never.
All of a sudden, next hole in one. Jordan's like, what? And I'm like, I don't know what happened. Next one. It's a par three. I get two. And he's like, what the fuck? I literally kicked that mofo's ass. I won. I got three holes. Three hole in ones. Three.
That's pretty impressive.
He literally was pissed. He was so pissed.
So you're like cute date night.
I made
it
worse.
More grumpy.
At first he was like, wow, babe, good job. And then we get towards like last three and he's like, there's literally no physical way for me to make a comeback here.
He's like not having a good time anymore.
Yeah, and he's like, there's got to be some weird ripples or something. Like my ball keeps getting caught in the like crack. Like it's like and you're like reasoning
when the ball gets caught.
But you're reasoning how it's happening, and you're like, oh my god. So anyway, I beat Jordan at mini golf. I thought that was a really big deal. I had to share that because it's actually a big deal for me. The second part is, I've weaned back on going out because I like feel better when I don't go out. Like I genuinely don't like to be hungover. I feel like a situation always comes about when you go out, whether it be I put myself in a position where I drink too much, or I see somebody that isn't very nice to me and I don't really want to see them, or I feel awkward in the morning because I'm like, oh, was I socially awkward? I just get this bad, weird anxiety mindset. Okay. Okay? So I'm out. This is 2 weekends ago and I'm walking around and I see this girl and she kind of like gets in my face a little bit, like in my way on purpose. And she's like, you look so familiar. And I was like, I don't know like what it could be. And she goes, you're dating Jordan, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, I am. And she's like, that's so crazy. And just like looks at me and I was like, yeah.
She's really like, I'm crazy dating.
No, like, no, I literally was like, what the hell counter universe am I going to be in right now?
He's actually
and
my
she
sugar
goes,
daddy.
No, wait. She goes, I went on a date with Jordan. Yeah, I went on a date with him a few years ago. God, he was so boring. So boring. Like, worst person
so
ever.
Mean.
Whoever would be with him, like, good luck. To my face. I'm at a bar. I don't even know who this is. And I go...
She sounds lovely.
I go, well, that's too bad, I guess, for you. I didn't know what to say. I'm not mean. Like, when in that weird, awkward situation...
Honestly, when you look back at it, there's so many things you could have said, but you could be I feel bad that you didn't bring out the fun side in him.
Yeah,
must
exactly.
Be
Ooh,
that's
I know
good.
I should have, but you're not witty when you're not expecting someone to be mean. And I just go, okay, well, anyway. And I just kind of walked around her. I was just like, that was weird. That was so weird. And I was like, God, the sad part about it is like, I'm like, I want to go out and I want to do all these fun things. And I like hitting the town sometimes.
You
but
always,
unless I'm in the city,
you always
I don't
get
know.
A sassy girl.
I always get a fucking sassy girl when I go out and I'm like, why am I here? You're annoying. God. And then
you're
I just
annoying.
Leave.
You're annoying.
I
know.
Everyone.
I'm like, fuck. So I went up to the bar. I got two water moccasins. Idiot.
Oh my God.
And then I did another hot lap and I left just by myself. Cause I was like, God damn it. You put me in a bad mood. I tried to walk it
That's
off.
That's annoying.
The hot laps
Isn't that
help.
Weird?
Don't let that bother you though. Because
I try not
I'll
to.
Tell you right now that like you, it's who you're with too as a partner. Like I think you bring out a good side in Jordan for sure. Like he probably has, we're all fucking boring sometimes. We're not always going to be.
So am I.
We're not always on a podcast trying to be exaggerate everything we're doing.
But isn't that the weirdest encounter you've ever heard in your whole life? Like
yeah, so
it's interesting how people, the haters, they're always going to be there. Whether mm-hmm. you are liked or not, you're always going to have haters. You're always going to have people who are in a bad spot in their life that want to bring other people down for absolutely no reason. Whether yeah. they be salty, whether there's something else going on, just beware of those people. Know that it's not, the thing is the intention is to hurt you, but it's because they're hurting. So just try your very fucking best to be bigger and leave the situation. That's it. That's all I have to say.
And if you haven't, sorry. And if you haven't listened to Leah's episode, yeah. last episode, she talked a lot about haters and actually how it pretty much brought her to fame.
It literally did.
Yeah.
So
I saw your tweet about
you.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You like that? You like that?
I was just going to say that you should write children's books because that was like, it was a good story, but then you brought it full circle with a moral. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
You do bring good.
You always have a moral to a story.
Full circle.
Yeah.
It's full circle.
You should write children books.
Oh my God, that would be kind of fun.
All right, children. Yeah. Speaking of going out and drinking,
don't go out and drink.
You could write
when you do.
No, but I have a straight canon moment regarding.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Regarding going out drinking.
Okay.
So my straight canon moment happened this past week. I also was like, let's hit the town. It was a Wednesday night. I decided I don't work Friday. Let's get some margs. Invited some people to Centro, had a good time.
So bummed I couldn't be there, by the way.
Got a parking ticket, all the fun, had some really funny laughs at dinner. It was a great time. Got two pitchers of margs, so I was feeling good.
Spicy marg or regular?
Regular.
Okay, fair.
Reg.
It's fine.
Spicy's better.
Yeah. And whenever I have tequila, I definitely like, it's in the cards to have sex. Like I will, I do want to. Like if Pat knows I'm Ooh. Out, like and it's never.
Oh my God!
It is never normal, like a normal type of sexual encounter when there's any tequila in my system.
No, it's really weird.
No, this was why it got weird. I'm gonna like spare all the details. Don't worry, it's not gonna be like completely raunchy.
I'll fill in all the details.
But
that's not how it happened. It went like this.
We were like,
I have pictures to show you.
I think it was funny because we were like. We were, you know, getting nasty with it. And I remember saying to you, like, I've never felt so comfortable with someone, you know, having sex.
Yeah,
like,
that was actually, cute. Yeah, that's like,
that is really cute.
Because I realized,
sex story can get up till this point. Yeah,
I realized, like, we do laugh a lot when we're having sex. Mm-hmm. Like, we literally, like, have, like, a sexy moment and then we, like, die laughing. A sexy yeah. moment, like, laugh.
That's good, though. Very back and forth.
Mm-hmm. That's a good balance, though.
But I woke up the next day and I remember.
Oh God.
So I go to
that makes it sound kind of bad on my part. And I remember.
But I just like it was full circle.
It was consensual.
Yes. So I'm at work and I'm talking to my friend and I'm like, I just remember, this is what I remember of the sexual encounter. I remember the whole thing, but this part in particular.
It was memorable.
At one point when we were thrusting.
Oh God.
I was going taco, 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 taco.
Are you kidding?
To the beat.
And then I go, stay with me now. And then we both go, taco, 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 taco.
Are you kidding me right now?
And then.
Extra guac, extra guac, extra guac.
$2 extra.
And then we were like, let's use that when we want to have sex. So taco. Now it's like the word like taco, taco, taco.
Nuh-uh. And that's how you know?
Well, we decided
it's
that.
Pretty recent. So like, I don't think you really used
last
that
week.
Out.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
How did that come up? I don't know.
I don't know. I was getting margs and tacos and like, I don't know.
I love how you also thought that was normal.
He didn't.
Well, you were just like, whatever. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I mean, I was like, whatever, but I think we both knew. We said like at the time, we're like, this is really fucking weird. And that didn't stop us.
And that didn't stop us. And you just did it.
He plays along. That's why it's fun.
Ben and I would be in the background like this. Arms up, waving side to side. Taco, taco. Hey, cheering you guys.
As we're just taco, taco, taco.
We'll tell you next time and you can come do that.
Wow. I'm warm.
I hope my family's
I'm laughing
not
my ass off. Wow, family. Hi, everybody.
Hi,
and
Mom.
Pat's family.
Hi, Dad.
Wait.
Jesus.
We got to focus one person on a mic, number one. But number two, if you are Pat's family, just know this is fun and we are so sorry.
We're kidding. This is for entertainment purposes only.
I would never, have sex with your son.
No, never. Okay. Anywho.
We're not married yet, everyone. That's why we're waiting.
Welcome to the Plant Daddy and Sophie show. Come on in.
Hey.
I have a game for you two. And it's going to be a little about the couple game.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you questions and you're going to answer me kind of quickly, not fast, like some may trail on, but I want you to keep it upbeat. Keep it light, keep it fun. People are going to learn a little bit about yourself. Got it?
Should you count down like 3, 2, 1, we say our answer at the same time? Or like, how is this working?
No, these are kind of more fun, like, because you'll answer like, it's about you first.
Okay,
and if any of the fun, spicy, there's spicy ones mixed
in. Okay, go.
Yeah, ready. But they're not like yes or no's.
Okay, got it.
Before we start,
yeah,
I'm being vulnerable again.
Okay. Do you have to poop?
No, I've gotten 2 comments, one from Ben, one from you, about my microphone, and I was told to hold it like I was sucking a penis.
Like almost like your lip
is gonna touch
it. I
just want to make sure I get it right before we start. Like this closer.
Like a little bit right there.
No, I made the reference.
What were you telling me?
I was telling you like we got to do 1% on the mic. So side comments are good, but you got to keep them to a minimum. Okay, go.
Okay.
Like if someone's talking,
you can't be like, yeah, and then it drowns, it like drowns someone out. Okay.
I definitely do that. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm a big
commenter when people are talking.
He is the peanut gallery.
You literally are the peanut gallery.
I can't stop talking. I'm just like, oh,
it's okay.
Really? Usually it's engaging in conversation.
It is.
But
oh, it is, baby.
This is my first podcast.
That's why
podcast.
We talk to each other, do you notice how I like turn and I look at you? Because Soph and I have to do it so that we know that we're like, I'm talking right now, and then she'll go. And
behind then the scenes.
See? So then we're trying our best. Okay, game time. You ready? Let's fly in. Soph and Plant Daddy game, bada do to do. You guys met on Hinge, right? So I can't even ask the how did you meet question.
The internet was good to us, yeah.
Okay. What was the first picture that got you excited about each other?
I remember one with his shirt off.
I'm such a whore.
But he was playing beer pong, which is also like not my type. Like,
wait,
are you kidding?
Really?
I don't think that's true.
There was a ping pong table in it, I swear.
That's
not why I matched with him. I also saw one of him on his mom's lap as a 24-year-old man. Which I thought was cute. And
you
I saw one of him hugging a tree. I remember.
Oh my God. I remember
profile.
That photo. You showed it to me. Mm-hmm. You were like, look at this guy.
It's okay if you don't remember.
I was doing more than hugging a tree. If it was a video, you would have. Yeah, it was a picture. So it looked like I was hugging.
That's awesome. Okay. What was the first photo that you got excited about, Soph?
Do you remember?
Under
I honestly
Hinge.
Don't remember. I feel like.
Really?
I mean, obviously I thought you were hot when I saw your Hinge, but I don't have like a one picture that sticks out in my head. Like, I feel like our conversation more was what.
Yeah. I agree. Cause there's a lot of, I'll be honest. There's a lot of cute people on dating apps, especially cause you never know if it's real or fake, whatever. The conversation is what looped me in for sure. Also, actually no, that's a whole nother conversation next.
Okay. You sure? Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. Who made the first move?
I think I did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Sophie did.
Details.
Well, we already kind of talked about that. Cause like she liked my picture and then
no, like first
no,
kiss.
No, no, like first kiss. Oh, this is like past.
Yeah, 100%. That was you.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Okay, yeah. Wait. Story.
I
was
get
it
nervous.
First date?
So we were laying on the couch. We were definitely cuddling, like all the goods. And I was definitely giving him all the signs, like getting this close, you know?
Yeah.
And I leaned in, I would say like, you know, 70%. Then he went to 30 and then we made out and it was hot.
I think that's accurate.
Wait, cute. Yeah. What date was it?
Second. Because our first date was just like, we got coffee for 30 minutes.
And that's
and
the
we
thing,
didn't
like,
make out in
guys
public.
Usually wait. So sorry to interrupt you. Guys usually wait, I feel like, later on than the second date. But I like knew I wanted to kiss him. So I was like, I'm just going to make the move because I know he would kiss me back.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just going to do it. Yeah. Whatever.
Dang, so what if I didn't want to?
What if I didn't
I wasn't
want to?
Ready.
You were like, you were cuddling and you
I
were
was ready.
Signs, yeah.
Okay, wait. So differences. What's the biggest difference between you two? What's your like biggest opposite?
No, I don't really know. I feel like we're more similar than different, but we definitely have differences. Do you have one at the top of your mind?
I feel like I am a little messier than you. I'm not messy by any means, I don't think, but like.
Your place is clean. I feel like your place is clean.
Our threshold of messiness is different. So like he would never let it get like.
Yeah,
really, really messy at all. But like I get, and I also get like OCD and weird about things. So like all of a sudden, I will realize that I'm feeling anxious because something's dirty. And then I stop everything I'm doing and like start like aggressively vacuuming.
I agree. I like, it doesn't make me anxious when things are messy. I just like would rather have them clean. So like if things get messy, it won't ever like stress me out to the point that like, oh my God, I need to clean this instant. So,
and we can get into like living talk later.
I know,
but
I'm going to
personality wise, I would say, I think I think you're really good at, I guess, like setting boundaries. Do you have something? Okay, go ahead.
And when I say it, I think you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's so obvious. You're way better at, like, I don't want to say being confrontational, but I'm so passive. Like, I'm not even passive aggressive. I just, like,
if something is bothering him, he would never say something.
No, because chances are it's not going to bother me in 30 seconds. So I just, like, let it blow over. But you'll say something, which isn't a bad thing. Mm-hmm.
With anyone, I don't like confrontation. So if I feel any sort of tension, I bring it up. Like, me and Sid do this all the time. Like, we have to, or else I'm sitting with anxiety. If something's bothering me, like, you know, right away, because I just can't hide it.
Which is good.
Yeah. It is good. I do appreciate that. How do you find a happy medium then? Like, how are you, like, working on that? Because that is a pain point of some people's relationships that are listening right now, I'm sure.
I'll tell you how I get past it with Pat, because I know he's not as open with sharing how he's feeling emotionally about, like, random little things. Aww. You know, I usually can tell if something's, like, a little off. So I would ask.
I get quiet. I feel like, yeah,
he gets a little quiet but he's very, very comforting to me always when I am, like, anxious and all that stuff. But what I'll do, and what I learned from, actually learned it from Renee.
Oh yeah, I love
so, Renee. Dr. Renee Siegel.
I think it was 85.
Yeah, somewhere around there. She's a relationship coach. Come on, Ben, that's your job.
I can't remember.
Look it up.
But you not only ask, like, how was your day? You know, guys are like, good. This is you all the time.
That's 100% me.
And I go,
it was,
like,
good.
And I like say, a robot. Like, I'm like, tell me more, you know, and then they tell you a little bit more. Do I do that too?
Yeah, I need really specific questions sometimes. Yeah. I would never bring something up on my own about myself, I don't think.
So then you have to ask, like, oh, well, my boss told me this. You have to say, how did you feel about that?
Oh.
And then it forces them to get a little vulnerable. Like, it was good. Like, I'm a little stressed about it. And I'm like, yes, that's what I want.
I won't lie. Jordan does the same shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm totally relate to you guys in that. Like, he's just the same. He's, like, quieter and he doesn't want to talk about himself. I get that. I respect it. But also it's hard for the other person because they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Tell me something. I want to know about you. That's, you know, actually, what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what, like, that's why I'm working on it, is because, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, nobody cares what I fucking had going on today. But, like, if it were the other way around, I'd be like, why isn't she talking to me? This is super weird. So then,
there I am, like, taking 2 hours to explain my day.
Literally you. And then I grabbed a block of cheese and I ran out the door.
Yeah. And then good. And I'm like, oh, I just feel bad because I feel like I'm talking about myself all the time. And Pat is someone who, like, even coming on this podcast, he's like, why do I talk about myself?
Why do people care what I have to say?
Pat.
And it's not in a bad way. I don't know.
I get that though. Okay.
Pity me.
You're working on it. But hey, everyone, feel bad. But the best part about this is you're living proof that you're talking through it and communicating is the best way to do it. Yeah. Literally, that's
100%.
It. 100%. Okay, love it. Pat, you're vegan.
How'd you know?
I just knew. I looked at you and I said, that's a vegan boy.
That looks like a vegan dude.
How do you guys do that? Because you live together now. How is that working? Because you don't eat meat.
I eat meat.
Okay. Talk about this for a sec.
We mostly eat separate meals. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
It sounds kind of sad when you say it like that.
It is.
But we eat together a lot.
Yeah. We'll sit.
Do you feel like you need to go vegan because he's vegan?
No. And that's actually a good point because, someone asked that with one of our anonymous questions. Like, I know Sophie dealt with a disordered eating past. Like, how does that affect you? And again, like, I think I shared this on my story too, but I really dislike when people have dietary restrictions because they think it's healthier. For example, people are vegetarian or they're gluten-free or they're dairy-free because they're like, oh, like, it'll help me lose weight. And it's an excuse to not eat certain foods at certain times. So that triggers me a lot. But on our first date, I had to ask you, I was like, do you think vegan is healthier than normal? Like, if he would have answered, yeah, like, I would have had a really hard time, like, getting over that. But
really?
You're vegan because?
Because I like animals.
That's why you have a cat on your shirt. Yes. I knew it right away. I said, that's a vegan guy. No big guy wears a cat shirt unless he's vegan.
Wow. I think the funniest part is Sid introed that as like, you look vegan. And you look at Pat.
I know, he's the biggest, meatiest man. You're like, Jesus Christ.
I'm a skinny little vegan boy.
God help us. Okay, I'm going back and forth now because we're getting a little spicier. Okay, you ready? You're comfy now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm super comfy. No, I actually, I thought I'd be way more nervous, to be honest.
You're fine. You're doing totally fine. You're great.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any kinks? Sex kinks? Sexual kinks, yeah. Oh God.
We told the taco thing already. Like, that's pretty freaking weird.
That's weird, but do you have one? You clearly do because look at, you're looking at a
blanket. Oh, yeah, God. You do look like you have one. I'll let you go.
Well, we were joking about it last night.
Do tell.
Do tell.
I don't know how to explain this without it coming out. Oh, no. So weird.
I'm scared.
When the, we're like,
ooh. Oh, I remember now. Yeah, it's going to sound weird. Just say it.
Can you try to explain it?
No, you're the one that brought it up. No,
you have to explain it. I don't know. We'll be like, I don't know how to preface it.
Dive right in. Don't preface it with anything.
We'll be like, make it like a little taboo or okay. Weird.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
God.
We'll be like, oh, is this your... We have to...
Okay, since Sophie's getting uncomfortable, I'll bail her out. So I feel like, well, now I'm going to preface it after I said not
Holy
to preface
snort
it.
On the mic.
Wait, is that what that was?
Yeah, it was her snort.
I thought someone like tapped the mic. Anyways, so I feel like it comes from, you know, like when you have your first kiss or whatever, like it's just exciting.
You're doing
you know?
Really well. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it
like,
is fun.
Ooh, like you get like butterflies and like. That just naturally goes away when you're in like a relationship with someone. Not that I don't
get
butterflies
around. Yeah.
But anyways, so if we like start getting a little frisky with each other, you know, I'll say something like, oh my God, I don't know if like I'm not ready for this. This is my first time.
We pretend like we're virgins every time.
And it's like
like, oh, no one's ever touched me there.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I think I like
that. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Oh, this is a little scary.
Am I sweating through my sweatshirt right now? Because I am so
I wore black
sweaty. Holy Christ.
Know. That's a good. That was a good way to explain it.
I thought you were going to say, like, sometimes we wear a blindfold. Like, sometimes we use
way
a...
way weirder than that.
Sometimes we pretend like we've never been seen before naked. Like, literally, like, oh, my word. Okay, well, first of all, I love you guys.
I kind of get that, actually.
Yeah.
I get it, though.
Yeah, I get it 100%.
Childlike.
Scary. Scary. Okay.
Wait, kind of to mix in, this is my question for you guys. Like, I almost want to do, like, I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1. And then on a scale from 1 to 5, like, how kinky is the other person?
That's
or, like,
literally,
how vanilla?
That was one of my ones down
no
here.
Way.
No, do it. Do it.
Okay,
that's perfect.
So, okay, let me think. So how kinky is Pat?
Yeah, so, like, 1 is, like, extremely vanilla, like, just wants missionary, and then 5
scary.
Is like, we'll try some crazy shit.
Okay.
And then you're doing it about the other person.
Other person.
Is it will try, or like, that's the only way to like get them going?
No.
Is
will.
To try.
I think
will.
Just like willing?
Like willingness.
Like is
who they
down
are.
For whatever. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, think about it for 2 seconds.
I've got mine.
You're good.
Or the other person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
4.
Oh!
No! Wait, good. Yeah! You like
not too much,
just enough.
Not a 5. Not
it's more like a soft serve chocolate swirl.
I'm sweaty.
Ooh, it's hot in here. Okay, let's go back to a non-sexual one. What is the biggest pet peeve of the other person? The biggest pet peeve that you have of the other person there?
I know what you're going to say for me.
I don't know
I'll
what I'm going to say for you.
Okay, go ahead.
It was going to be like our threshold of cleaning. That was one of them. Like I definitely just like hit something faster than him. Well, since we did talk about his hair, I got to talk about the hair because.
Oh, this is. Yeah. I actually feel bad about this. There's nothing I can do.
Oh, yeah. Sad. There's nothing. Oh, there is. I mean, there is something you can do. We could be cleaning it up after we shower every time. But
we could be cleaning it up every together. Time after we shower.
Hold hands. Let's clean.
Like, I clean the bathroom floors a lot and they're white tile and his hair is dark. So when he's done showering, there's hair on the ground and it just looks nasty. So I have to like vacuum it often or wipe it often. So then I'm like,
sorry.
I'm just like, can you clean it up when you're done? Like,
oh, it's okay, Pat.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I know he makes me feel bad. So
no,
I'm like, I'll do it. I'll do
no,
it.
No, no, no.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's my pet peeve of yours. So
yeah, that.
That's
I mean,
a
that's
fair
like
one.
Not, yeah. And that's a little bit of a pet peeve, but it's more just like.
And it just grosses me out because I'm like standing on it.
It's okay. Jordan talks about it all the time.
Yeah. Looks like pubes.
Yeah. And when you sit on the toilet, you're like close to the floor.
Yeah. And you can, see it.
Yeah, and when you're there for like a long time, you're like, oh God, there's a lot of hairs in here.
And then they start moving.
I know. And then they start talking to you and they're like, what the hell? Hey, Pat, it's me. Remember me?
You also get a bathroom Roomba.
Dude, I've said that. Yeah. Wait,
let's do that.
House stuff. Okay. What's your pet peeve?
That could be our pet. Oh, I actually don't.
Pet peeve.
Oh, she's giving me a hint. Thank you. This is a good one. And it's not really a pet peeve because it doesn't.
You can prep.
It doesn't necessarily annoy me. No, but I'm like, I just want to explain myself because it like truly does not annoy me. It just is like confusing. Thank you. Sid, for those listening, Sid just put the mic closer to my mouth because I'm stupid.
It was drifting
and
far.
It was, yeah. Goodbye. Anyways, Sophie just won't close anything, like containers. Like, she'll leave the lid, she'll use something, unscrew the lid, put it, like rest it back on top, but not screw it at all. And a lot of times I'll go and grab something and, like, grab it by the lid and put it on the counter. And so I've spilled, when we first started living together, I definitely spilled, like, a couple things that were, powders that are just, like, so messy.
Such a bitch to clean up.
And now I've gotten used to it, so I'll like check them quick first. But yeah, we're working on it.
I get it.
Yep.
Okay, well,
we're working on it.
My mom is also always like on me on that. Like, I won't close the cereal box. I won't close the top of a protein powder container.
We are similar in the relationship, and you and Jordan are similar in the relationship. Oops. It's like, I feel like I'm seeing parallels. Wait, what were you going
to
say?
I wanted to hop in because this kind of like adds the pet peeves. So we've had podcasts where they talked about things that you brought to, because you guys live together now. You brought to the apartment. So she's talked shit about
your tiki about
mug.
Me?
She's talked shit about
that
your holographic
mug. We almost broke up about that tiki mug.
I knew it, dude.
I love that mug, dude.
She's talked shit about the holographic turtle.
No, that was Sid. Sid talked shit about the holographic
turtle. I did not talk shit.
Wait,
I did not.
No, the metal
one? That was Sid.
I didn't talk shit about it. I didn't talk.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
I said, it's very large. That's it.
You got a large turtle.
I said,
turtle.
Wow, that's a big turtle.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Hey. No, not like talking shit, but you know, just bringing up like, these are things. Safe. What is something that Soph has brought to the apartment that you're just kind of like if that were your life, you wouldn't have it?
Great question. I don't.
He's too.
I actually really like all the decorations and stuff.
But
I know what you're going
to say. But you do have a lot of clothes.
Clothes.
This is a funny story, actually.
Oh, there's a story? I wasn't going to tell a story. I don't have very much space.
The closet. I've seen the closet. I've literally seen
the
closet.
My mom came and looked at it and she goes, she was like, is that the only space you have?
And I'm like standing behind him like, but like he has this spot. It's
trying
like,
to justify.
It's like the other corner. I'm like, fuck.
And I actually really don't care, but it is kind of funny.
You do have a full walk-in closet, and you also have an entryway closet that is full of shoes. I know this because I've seen both.
That is true.
Yeah, you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of stuff.
And this is my issue, is it's all shitty shit versus like high quality, so you can have like half of what you need versus... And like here I am with a lot of clothes wearing my dad's pants, so that's fun.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Okay, these are going to go faster, okay? Something you have learned to love about the other person.
Is the learned
it
part
could be like,
key? Like, I didn't love it at first, and now
no, we're just human. Like, you usually, once you phase out of the honeymoon phase, you're like, that kind of bugs me, but like, I actually love it about them. Or like, it could be like, Soph is so beyond social, but like, you admire that about her. You know what I mean?
I'm not beyond social, though.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or she's straightforward, you know?
Okay. I don't know how to answer that. I feel like because like we're probably still in the honeymoon phase a little bit.
That's okay.
Like I don't, there's not something that I've learned to love because I liked everything about you, I feel like.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, but maybe we can, I like, you actually prompted.
He has an example, though.
You did prompt a good question.
Okay. Yeah, no, and I'm like 100% stealing what you said, Sid, so thank you for that. I think if it were up to me, I would just like get comfortable, like because I don't like going out either. Sid said that at the beginning, so relating back to you, but no, so I would probably just like sit at home every single weekend and be like totally fine with that. And clearly that's like not that healthy to do. So you do like force me to like go out and hang out.
And like, I don't love doing that either. So I do love that about him is like, I don't feel like a piece of shit when I need to just stay home and watch TV and eat popcorn and cuddle and not do anything with anyone and not be social. But I do get like little urges, but see, like you, we both like love that. It's like, if we're together and we're antisocial together, we're not really antisocial.
No, cause you're with another person.
So, but occasionally I'm like, I want to go grab dinner or something. So then you end up coming and you end up enjoying it.
And I always like have a, like I like hanging out with people and like seeing people. I just think I like am a lazy motherfucker and would just sit at home if it were
I get it. I totally get it. Okay, fair enough. Okay. Yeah, right?
Sorry,
okay.
That was supposed to be
fast. No, that's right. Okay, this one's just for Pat. What has it been like maybe adjusting to having a relationship that's a little bit more in like the public eye because we talk about everything about our lives on the podcast?
That is a really good question. Because
I've never asked him that.
Her eyebrows go up. She goes, shit.
I don't know. I haven't really noticed until sitting here on this podcast, I guess. But no, like I don't mind. Like I don't care when people know stuff about me necessarily. Like to me, I've gotten over that.
Yeah.
And I never really like had an issue with that. It's more so just like we talked about earlier, like sharing stuff about myself. Like that doesn't come naturally to me, but yeah, like I don't care if people know every dirty little secret about my life. Yeah. So like whatever. Yeah. Oh, you can say whatever you want about me.
Like, see, yeah. When we first started dating and I wanted to be able to like share fun, straight kind of moments, I asked him and I was like, can I share like where do you draw the line? Because my previous kind of like thing was like, you better not share this. You better not share that. I had all these boundaries and I felt so, I'm like, this is not who I am. And I like wasn't being my authentic self. But I remember asking Pat and he goes, you can share whatever the hell you want. And I was like, yes, sir.
And it's the reason I asked that is because I felt like you probably are where you are, but it's because everybody is so like, oh, like is Jordan, it used to be like, is Jordan okay with that? Would Pat be okay? Is Pat okay with that? And it's like, why would I be with somebody or you be with somebody that would restrict us in any way?
Yeah.
So if you're out there too, and you're listening and you're in a relationship where people are like, don't tell your friends about that though. Like, or like, don't tell your family about that though. It's like, maybe rethink who your partner is because not sharing is actually not normal.
Yeah.
Like privacy is not normal. Okay. Okay. These are quick. When did you knew you loved the other person? Oh,
as weird as this is, I knew on our first date that I was going, now, I wouldn't say that I loved you,
creepy,
but I was like, but I knew like 10 minutes into the first date, I'd never had a date like that. And I never like wanted to jump someone's bones as much as I wanted to jump his bones. And he had a personality and he was nice and smart. And I was like, we're going to date.
Yeah.
So that's why I also kissed him on the second date. And that's why we talked about this last episode too, but why I also held off with like getting intimate with him. Cause I was like, I actually do really like him. I feel like I probably had the L word. I L'd. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved you.
Yeah.
Probably like 3 to 4 months in, and we both like didn't say anything for a long time. I feel like, but because I didn't want to like scare him away. And then I'm like, you want to move in? I'm like, fuck,
shit.
I'm trying to like, when did we actually say it? I don't remember the day we said it.
Okay. I think I remember because I was there and it was when you accidentally texted him that you love him.
Oh. Yeah, you were
drunk.
Do
you remember that? You were drunk.
You were drunk and you were like, I love you. Like, you're out. I think.
Yeah.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Or we were the
that
weekend
was
of.
Accidental though.
Yes.
I definitely loved him at that point, but I hadn't said it to him and I was drunk texting you and I said something like, haha, love you. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, just kidding. Not like that. Do you remember that
just
text?
Kidding.
You remember
I do, yeah. And I let it slip a few times before that, too.
Wait, really?
Yeah. And I pretended like I didn't hear it, yeah, because like it was just like naturally coming out. It wasn't like a full like, I love you, yeah.
Oh my God, cute you. Though. Yeah. I love that.
Wait, I'm an idiot. I do remember when we said, so this is so dumb. But
no, it's not. No, I think I know
I
it.
Like it.
It's really cute.
I was at Target probably, I don't know, it was probably like 3 or 4 months in, and I was like, I think it's heading in that direction. We'll say it soon here. And there was like this section of books. It literally was like calling to me. They were, I think it's meant for a parent to give their child. So that's a little weird. but it was like, it's like a picture book that's like, I love you with like blank name. And there was one that said, Sophia.
And then you wrote,
and
you
then
got
I bought it,
for her?
And there's like a section at the end that you write a few things in, and there's like a spot where you draw a picture, and I think I drew a picture of like eating ass or something. Yeah. And does that's everyone, how I told her I loved her.
Does everybody understand why these two are sitting next to her, each other now? Like, does it make sense in your brain? Like, why these two date? It just is like, it's literally like sometimes I'm looking at you and I'm like, oh God, that's Plant. That's not Sophie. Like, I literally am like, oh wait, who was this talking right there? Who said that?
By the way, yeah, he held on to the book for a couple months and he gave me the book, and that's when he said he loved me.
Oh my God, you cuties. Cute. Okay, final two questions. How have you guys positively influenced each other? Like, what's your favorite trait about the other person?
A lot. I mean, I like, my favorite thing about you is that you're goofy and that we can both be weird together, because I don't feel like I have to like think about what I'm really saying a lot. And I kind of talked to Pat about this probably like a couple weeks ago, but a lot of my life, like, I felt very judged with things that I would say, which is kind of ironic that now I have a podcast and I'm like, okay, like, get your sentence out. You can do it. But Pat's very non-judgmental, very, very open-minded, like very similar values. And so we were just able to like keep it lighthearted a lot, and I never feel judged by him.
Aww.
That makes me happy to hear.
Yeah.
I think I already kind of said mine. The social thing is nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I also just like that we can be like goofy around each other, and like, I can make eating ass jokes, and like, you're not, ew, gross.
Yeah.
Like, why the heck did you say that? Because, yeah, I feel like first of all, I haven't been in many relationships, like I said earlier, but.
How long was your longest relationship?
Like 6 months, I think.
Yeah, we beat it, boy.
Yeah, boy. Let's go.
Yeah. I feel like I've felt like, oh, I shouldn't say that because then they won't like me, which is dumb. Like, if they don't like you for saying something, why the heck would you want to be with them anyways? But yeah, that is nice.
I like that. You two are little cuties. My final questions were actually, it was about sexual desire and it was about moving. There were two, but we can just put those together and make it one. Like, has your guys' sexual desire changed, like, from moving in with each other? Or, like, how do you balance that? Because that's a question that a lot of people send in and ask about.
I like that question because, yeah, when we, like, didn't live together, like, every time we hung out, we would definitely want to, like, get it on, like, Donkey Kong. I mean, living together is definitely different. Like, we're not going to completely, you know, every single day have sex if we don't want to. But, I guess. And if we have different sexual desires, I think it's also just communication, like, oh, my stomach hurts, or I'm tired tonight. I don't know. We just like communicate about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like in life, just in general, like, you kind of go through periods too, where you're like, oh, I'm just not feeling like that lately. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Like,
especially girls with cycles. Like, there's a part of my period where I'm like, let's go. And then right when I'm down my period, which is right now, if you haven't noticed, I'm like, not as like, I don't really feel like it all the time, you know?
Yeah. Or just like, if anyone's like stressed or something, like, I've been, there have been a couple weeks where, like, I've been stressed and I've just been like, bleh.
Like, get away from me. Stop touching me. Literally, get away.
I don't know. I feel like the biggest thing is just, like, communicating through it. And, like, I don't know. I feel like if people are uncomfortable talking about it, that's when it could be an issue, you know?
Yep. I get it.
Yeah. If you're uncomfortable with that. But
also, if the other person makes you feel bad for not feeling like it, I think that is a huge red flag. Like, Pat's always been very, like, oh no, that's okay. Like, I've never felt uncomfortable being like, not right now. Or if I want to, like, he's always usually, actually, if I want to, you're usually open to doing it, but.
I feel like it's pretty easy to make that happen. I love it.
You guys are cuties. Thanks for like opening up about your relationship and letting everybody like have a little eyeball into what goes on behind closed doors.
Also, speaking about this conversation, I think this is good to bring up because we talked about this the other day. When guys think that it's so important to last as long as they possibly can. And me and Sid are like, why do you guys think that girls want to do that for 45 minutes.
Hell to the no.
I will have sex with you less if I know it's going to take 45 minutes out of my day versus 5 minutes out of my day.
Let's
you know
keep
what
it
I mean?
Snappy. Like, I want to go to bed still. Like, yeah. I like don't have that much energy. You know what I mean? Like, if you can last like 5 minutes or so, wonderful. Great. Off to bed we go. Even happy as a clam.
5 minutes was pretty generous.
Yeah, okay. How about 2.5 minutes?
Honestly?
I mean, like, 20 seconds.
No, like seriously, like no, but seriously, why is it that is it's like an insecurity thing yeah. almost like, oh my God, like I've hooked up with people and I won't say names, Jordan, and it's like, sorry, like, sorry for like, you know, sorry that that wasn't like as long as I'm usual. Like, or, and I'm like, sorry. I'm like, damn, I must look good.
Yeah, I'm like number one, I feel sexy as hell because like, you couldn't even stand me, it.
I go in the bathroom, I'm like, it's okay, babe. And then I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God.
You got it, girl.
I got it going on or something. But seriously.
And then you're like kind of still like spunky. And then like 2 hours later, you would ready. You could go again because you're not sore. You're not, I don't know. It's just
you don't have to overdo it. There's no reason to overdo it. The time thing does not actually matter. It's not embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Like it's not. It's actually a compliment.
Yes.
Seriously.
Agreed.
Okay. So I know we talked about you guys a lot, but Pat, there's a lot to you that doesn't include Sophie. I know not a lot, but like a little bit.
Not much more. She's really my whole personality. She's my
everything. She's my everything. You are or did bodybuilding, right?
I did.
You did. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So I did a bodybuilding show this summer. Woo! It was my first one. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I was, it depends what direction you want to take it.
Speaking of sexual desire.
Yeah, that was a big one. And that's kind of what I was getting at when I was saying like, oh, if you're like going through a time of stress, like, it does put like a ton of like mental and physical stress on you.
I can only imagine. It,
like, honestly, it's not very healthy because of that. Like you're literally like losing body fat to the point that like your hormones are getting fucked up. And like literally the last thing I was thinking about was like
hooking
sex with someone.
Was all of that worth it? Like, did you feel like you learned a lot from the experience? Like, would you do it again? All the things.
So I think I'm planning on doing it again, at least for now. I did like it. Yes. Yeah. It worth it is a yes. The short answer is yes. I don't know if I'd recommend it necessarily, like, cause it is just, it's a lot to go through, but
I'll tell
you
from my perspective, like he wasn't himself.
I was really grumpy
for like a good month and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm just like, what? And like, is this him? And then literally right when his show was over, he was like happy, spunky, like ready to like, just, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot. This is what he actually acts like.
Yeah. And I think that's why I was hesitant to say like it was worth it, because like, I do think it's hard on the people
around
you, like more so. And that, I think that was the hardest part for me, is because like, I do like being able to like please people, and you know, that's something I like truly enjoy, is like making other people happy, and you just like literally don't have the emotional energy for it, which like that part sucked, and like that part wasn't worth it, but the whole experience I'd say it was.
I feel like bodybuilding is like such a controversial thing too. It's like, my dad was a bodybuilder, like it's not like it's in the family, like it's
that.
Yeah, I remember my dad's like, God, I love that Pat guy. And he's like, that big guy, what's his name? And I'm like, Pat. He's like, yeah. So boyfriend, yeah, I like him. Well, that's what my dad said.
We were at this gathering at your house. And
it was Jordan's birthday.
He looks at me and he goes, look at the hamstrings on that guy.
Yeah, I know. He was admiring, and he noticed, he's like, and
look
he shaves
at the
his
hamstrings.
Legs. Because my dad shaves his legs too, to like show your calves off or whatever. Don't ask.
I don't have any calves to show off.
Oh, shush. Okay, mister. But like, it's a fine line. We talked about this on our fitness episode of like, is it, I don't want to say okay, it's not like something's not okay or is okay, of like obsessing over what you're eating and how you look and all the things. But then, you know, the other side of it is like, why are we not allowed to like do a competition and like work for something and challenge our bodies like anybody who's doing a strenuous workout activity? You know what I mean? It's like this weird like two-sided thing.
Yeah. And I think it's so dependent on like how your brain is with it, you know, because it's, to me, like I actually feel like it helped me out of some of that stuff, because I, like in, I don't know, probably sophomore to junior, senior year of college, like I definitely had some body image issues that I was dealing with. And like I almost, and this sounds probably messed up, and I don't know if this is like a good recommendation, but like I feel like it almost made it so objective that like my brain just doesn't, like I don't look in the mirror and think like, oh, your worth is like in how you look anymore. It's just like, oh, this is something I'm doing to like make my body look different, and like it has no effect on who I am as a person almost. Yeah. So I don't know. It's a weird mindset.
I get it. Interesting that you share that, because I've talked about the same thing, like with my disordered eating and macro counting and how it makes food more objective versus like, you know, an Oreo. Okay, well, I better eat the whole thing because now I fucked up, versus like an Oreo is a carb. So like, it's really interesting that like, no wonder why we probably work well with the fitness part of our relationship too, because I'm the same way.
Yeah. That's hard. That is hard though. Like to be, I think everybody fights a little bit of like body dysmorphia struggles, especially as we're growing too and our bodies are changing. So I feel you on that. And I'm proud of you for sharing it too, because it is hard. And we talk about it all the time on here of like, it's just real, but we have a hard time meeting or like having that conversation with guys.
Yeah. And I feel like it is becoming like a little more accessible, you know, because like there's a fine line too, because sometimes it's like almost glorified, you know, because everybody's like, ah, ha ha, body dysmorphia, like almost as a joke. Like, it's really not for a lot of
guys
people.
Guys always joke about guys.
Yeah. And I do it too. Yeah. I do it too. Like, I'm so guilty of that. But yeah, I don't know. There is like a fine line between like, oh, making light of it. And like, obviously humor is a coping mechanism for a lot of people. Of course it is. So like, it makes sense. But yeah.
When you, between the like sophomore year of college and like before the bodybuilding started, like what were you doing to like make it better? Like actively? Or maybe
the
not.
The honest answer is nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were just like letting it kind of fester.
Yeah. And I guess I never, like, I had people that, like, my mom, for example, would, like, she got a little worried. And it was never horrible. Like, I don't want to make it seem like I had some huge eating disorder or anything. But, yeah, I mean, my mom noticed, like, some restrictive eating stuff and, like, talked to me about it. And I honestly brushed it off for a while. I was like, no, I don't have an issue. Like, I want to look buff. Like, I'm normal. So yeah, I mean, there is like definitely a balance between, okay, like this is something that I am interested in and want to do, and not overdoing the mental side of it where you're like having these restrictive eating habits and like putting, I think, like I mentioned earlier, like the self-worth thing, I think, is a big part of it. Like if you view yourself as like, oh, my worth is in my body, that's when things really start to get fucked up. So
amen to that. A freaking amen to that. You know what this brings up? This is really kind of like a weird segue of, but like the state fair is happening right now. And you talked about this and so did somebody else on their story. And then I thought about it when I was going to teach. I've been to classes where the coach has been like, state fair is this weekend or this week or whatever. Like you're working for it right now. You're working for it right now.
Work off those cheese curds, baby.
And it's like, that is so fucked up. Like, you cannot be talking about how you should be working something off in order to go eat something that's a little bit like maybe not in your normal realm of food. Like, that's really wrong. So if someone's saying that to you in your ear, that is an add-on to body dysmorphia, eating disorders, bad eating patterns. Like, that's not a good and healthy habit. Like, you can go a day or 2 days or a week and have really poor eating habits and have had good habits and workout habits in the past. And then you start from the day that you're on. The day that you realize, oh shit, I kind of having bad eating patterns, or like I didn't work out for a week, I feel bad about myself, start over.
Well, and that's,
you can't control the past.
Yeah. And that's also why in our fitness episode, we shared like progress and body changes and building muscle isn't honestly all about your workouts. You can't associate the food and workouts, which is, people might think like, okay, well, Sophie, how does that work with you and Pat if you've also had disordered eating and now he also has had this body dysmorphia? We're both like, oh, what do we do? But he actually helps me because he eats a lot of fucking food. Like I have
really?
And he takes so many rest days. Yep. And when he works out, he doesn't change his eating. When he's eating, he doesn't change his workout. Like, it's just very consistent. And I think that has helped me realize, like, just because I'm not working out today doesn't mean I need to change my eating.
Or that, like, you can't have a cookie.
Yeah.
Or you can't have pasta or something like that just like, because, like, you're whatever.
How do you view food associated to working out? Like,
ooh. Like you said, I don't even, like, connect the two.
Yeah, I knew you
did. Yeah. I mean,
that's really healthy, by the way.
Right. Well, I don't know. I
wouldn't say like excess eating mm-hmm. is like in pattern very healthy, but like you were doing it for a reason. Like right, you were doing yeah. it for a show. Is that healthy in long term? No, probably not, but it's for a show. Mm-hmm. It's something that you're building on. It's a challenge for yourself.
Yeah.
But like having that different association with food is actually really healthy.
Right. Yeah. And I think too, just like for some people anyways, and I do get there are normal people out there that like really enjoy food and like they want that to be like a social thing and stuff. But like for me, this sounds like a robot, but like mostly what I think about when I'm eating food is like, what's it going to do to my body? And so like, I don't know if that's healthy or not. For me, it feels healthy, but for a lot of people, it probably isn't. But
well, I guess for you, it's probably fueling your body. Like for other people, it's like, how is this going to change my body right. composition, yeah, which is not healthy it. All the time, unless you have a goal. You know what I mean? Like, but like, I get what you're saying, but I'm the opposite. Is like, I yeah. eat because
it
I like
good
it tastes good.
Pleasurable.
I enjoyed making it. And like, same. Yeah, I'm social. That's why I eat. Yeah. Like I don't, if it's boring, I don't like to eat. And that's really also not healthy. You know what I mean? I'm like, ugh, I don't want to eat that. It tastes like nothing.
Were you going to say right. something?
Yeah, it's a little off topic, but I was just going to say, like, you kind of mentioned, like, it's about the quality sometimes, not necessarily the quantity. And we went and worked out, and my mind was blown. Like, we went through, what, like, 4 exercises? And my brain had always been, like,
the better.
Yeah, more equals bigger muscles. And, like, you go and see, and he just does, like, 4 workouts. He's like, all right, cool, I'm out.
4 sets. 4 sets. 4 moves. Yep.
4
and
moves.
This is weird because even all my friends that, like, we go to the gym with, and you guys know, too, in my opinion, the people that look the best are the ones that are doing the compound movements, or like starting with the compound movement, but I'm saying the 4 movements, like patterns, like picking like 4 movements, doing like 3 to 4 reps of them.
It's because
they look great.
It's because those people aren't going to the gym for 2 hours a day. Like Pat literally can get his workout done in like 45 minutes, like in and out. And it's just consistent.
Because I'm so lazy.
No.
Whatever. It says you have the quads the size of my body. What?
It's because you pick... Like on a certain day of the week, you'll pick, you know, your 4 lifts and you just go freaking heavy and do 3 to 4 sets.
Yeah. I mean, if you want the serious answer,
give if they're listening, like what do you recommend?
There's just like not, if you think about like what your muscles are doing, there's like not that many. I mean, so normal, I shouldn't say normal people. A lot of people will do like, okay, I'm going to go in and do like a muscle group and they do an arm workout. Like what does your arm do? You know, like, well, I'll demonstrate for people that are watching, but you bend it up and you bend it down. Like that's really all there is to it. And there's like a few variations you can do in there, but you know, in theory, like you do 2 exercises enough, like 4 sets each, do it twice a week. Like you're good. Like you don't need to do that much. Yeah. And so like people overcomplicate it and they're like, oh, you got to hit different angles, which like there's some truth to it maybe in certain cases, but yeah, I mean,
basic
the simpler,
best.
The better.
The only reason I do variety is because I get bored.
Yeah.
That's the only reason mm-hmm. I do variety.
And that's a fair reason to do it. But literally. Yeah. I mean, that's right.
Otherwise, I'm like, la, la, la. Then I'm looking at like the ant crawling on mm-hmm. the ceiling. And I'm like, oh, shoot. I'm at the gym.
This
like,
is all. Fuck. That's a good point to bring up, though, because like a lot of my clients are like that, too. And when it comes to the actual coaches, if you talk to any coach, personal trainer, they do switch it up for the clients if they want variety. But I guarantee most coaches, I know Pat does, we do the same lifts week to week to week to week to week. All you do is change something about it. You can, like for me, I kind of like the repetition because you actually can see if you're getting stronger. You like can actually like keep notes and like add a couple pounds or add an extra rep. And that's like where the change and where you're going to actually build muscle. Yep. So yeah, it might be boring, but like switch something up, listen to different music, listen to different podcasts, like get your ass in the gym and it's 45 minutes. You know what you're doing and boom, you're done. I don't know.
I just get bored. I have terrible ADHD. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all my point was.
Yeah. That's a totally fair reason too. Like if people like variety, like 100%.
By variety, I mean like knowing that I'm going to do a quad movement. I have like 5 to choose from. So like I just do one of the other ones, switch it out.
Yes.
That's it. That's all. That's also just totally normal.
On your quad day, pick like one specific quad move, like hack squat or something that you do every week. And then your other quad moves, switch them out. Your accessory movements. Boom. Yeah.
Correct.
Switch it up.
Moral of the story, don't overcomplicate things.
There you go. Okay, I do not feel great, so we got to wrap it up here.
I have a listener, Straight Cannon Moment. I have an advice one too, but maybe we'll save it. Okay, listener, Straight Cannon Moment, written in by our girl, Issa. Instagram is at Issa Energy. She was actually one of my clients a while back, and she's just a spunky
little
Wait,
question.
Thing.
She wanted her Instagram handle shared with us?
Yeah, we put that in the Google Forms.
And so, she said yes?
Yep.
Okay. We're sure.
Yes, that's okay. Why I double check and put that in the Google Forms.
And her address and phone number.
It says yes or no.
You're getting spicy, dog.
It says, quit. Hello, ladies. I go to school at the UMN. UMN. Okay. And last year, I had a little incident during a football game day. I started the day off with mimosas and decided to go to my boyfriend's frat tailgate. Long story short, the day went on and we got pretty tuned up. My boyfriend and I decided to get Chipotle to help sober us up. We went back to my place, ate our food, and then started to have segs. After a few minutes of having segs, I began feeling this weird burning sensation in my vagina. I didn't bother to say anything immediately because it wasn't too bad, but it eventually worsened to the point where we had to stop. I was so confused about what was happening, but I quickly got in the shower. While in the shower, I was thinking about what it could have been, and it clicked. My boyfriend had gotten the fajita veggies and spicy salsa in his Chipotle bowl, along with the salty chips, all of which he touched with his fingers. The fingers that touched my vagina right after. Let's just say that all those things taste good, but does not feel good on the vagina. Reminder, make sure your man's hands are clean before doing the dirty. Love you guys. Owie.
Owie, mama.
That would be so ick, painful.
Ick. Ouch.
I always have a irrational fear of someone touching animals, like animals that I'm allergic to, and then touching me.
Like a cat.
Yeah.
Like or a dog.
Last night, we had dogs all over, and my butt was really itchy. And I don't know.
I didn't touch her butt, if that's what you're thinking.
I don't know, but that's like scares me. I'm like clean hands.
Get the clean hands.
Get
dog.
The clean hands. That is always. Scary.
I don't mess with Chipotle anymore. Either way, regardless of the story, I just really? Don't mess with it. Mm-mm.
Never again.
Oh, I love Chipotle. No, Chipotle.
It makes my tummy hurt really? So bad.
It makes me feel so good. Like really? It feels so full and comforting. Yeah.
I used to love the burritos, and then I overdid it in college. Like I would eat them a lot.
That
like,
sounds so good.
Get Chipotle. All of a sudden now I'm hungry for a burrito.
Same. I really have to pee too.
After I'm like, oh, I don't eat it that much anymore.
Let's go get burritos, people.
Pat, hey, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on, ladies.
You feel good?
Yeah, a little sweaty, but other than that,
okay,
great.
Okay, well, we always get sweaty. Who cares? Yeah, right. It's emotions. It's talking. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
You did. You were honest and you shared a lot of shit. I hope that a lot of people listen, learn from Pat. Sorry, I have the hiccups now all of a sudden. I'm like really falling apart. Like I can't hear very well either. Like, wow. At Candid Sid.
At Candid Soph.
At Ben Sarwalker.
At vegan.meathead.
At Straight Candid Podcast. As always, check the form out in our bio if you are wanting to write in a Straight Candid moment or a Straight Candid advice question or buy Athletic Greens or do all the things that you need to do. Go look in there.
And yes, it does. On the link in bio, it does say if you want your Instagram shouted out or not. So that's why I shouted out Issa. And last but not least, Vegan Meathead. Is also taking clients.
Oh, good shout out. Thanks. She knew I wouldn't do it.
Okay, you guys.
Hit well, me thanks up, for ladies. Being here
next week.
Hit up Vegan Plant Daddy. Bye.
Vegan Plant Daddy.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Oh, my God,
I am
sweating.
Yo, that one was fucking awesome. That one was a good one. There's so many good grabs.
Okay, good.
So many good grabs.